General Assistance Department, number one speaking.
Hello, this is number two.
Pick it out.
Could you be excusing me, please?
Only with the greatest of pleasurement.
A man from the ministry.
Oh, it bit me. Yes. Something jumped out of it and bit me.
Oh, yeah. Caught you, Mildred.
Mrs. Lamb, you ought to be ashamed playing jokes like that at your age. Frightening me half to death. What happened anyway?
Well, you see, it isn't a real rose. It's an artificial one with a spring inside. And when you touch it with your nose, it flies open.
And this little thingy flies out.
Yeah. Clever, isn't it, eh?
Clever? I think it's diabolical. I'd never dream of doing a thing like that to anybody. I mean, if... Oh, I don't know, though. I wonder when Mr. Lennox Brown will be in, then.
But that all depends. If there's racing at Ascot today, he'll be in early. If there's racing at Ascot today.
Hello. Good morning, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Good morning, Mildred. Good morning, number two.
Morning, number one.
I say, that's a beautiful rose you have there, Mildred.
Aye. It smells nice, too.
Yes. Yes, I'm sure it does. Oh, well. To work, shall I say?
But Mr. Lennox Brown, wouldn't you like to smell it? It's ever so lovely.
No, thank you, Mildred. I've got to watch it. It's hay fever, you know.
But a little itsy-bitsy rose like this won't give you hay fever.
No, I can't take chances. Anyway, I can smell it from here.
Smell it? But you can't. It's not real. I mean, you can't possibly smell it from there.
But of course I can. It's a rather delicate sort of, well, rosy smell.
Oh, that's very strange. Let me have it, please, Mildred.
Yeah.
Ow! Number one, you knew, didn't you?
Oh, you have to get up early to catch me with a trick like that. The General Assistance Department, Lennox Brown chuckling. I mean, speaking.
Picking you.
Oh, dear, here's another joke. Probably old Buffet in pensions. He doesn't know, Sir Gregory. Flew across to Paris by the early plane this morning. Hello!
Hello, Piccinia.
Yes, I heard you the first time. How very unpleasant to hear from you.
What did you say?
Oh, come on, hurry up and get it over with, you silly old twit.
Are you drunk, Lennox Brown?
He's very good, you know. He's very good. You should be on the halls.
What?
On the halls, you fool. Halls.
Oh, the phone wasn't very clear. Yes, you must be drunk, Lennox Brown.
Oh, you know, he doesn't know when to stop. Now, let's see. I've had three double brandies, a bottle of port, a jar of moonshine whiskey, and a cup of tea.
Tea? On top of that lot, what sort of a fool do you take me for?
Oh, now, what sort of a fool do I take you for? Well, I'd say one of the pompous sort with a touch of megalomania.
What?
Well, I do wish you wouldn't keep saying what. How do you expect me to tell you what sort of fool I take you for if you keep on interrupting me?
Lennox Brown, I am coming round to your office. You have 1 minute in which to sober up and think up a good explanation for your disgraceful behavior. And let me tell you...
Silly old clown.
Well, was it Buffet and pensions?
Yeah, more than likely. Fancied himself as a practical joker. Well, there's not much more to be done around here today. I think I'll go and see how they're getting on with that housing development near Ascot.
Yeah, a big fields there, aren't there?
Oh, by George, yes. More than 20 in the first round. Oh, yes, big playing fields, you mean. Yes, they're very big.
Mr. Lennox Brown, there's something worrying me.
Really, Mildred? Well, I can't have that. A happy staff is a happy staff. That's what I always say, so come along, let's hear all about it. What's your problem?
Well, it isn't my problem, it's yours. Did you say Sir Gregory's in Paris?
Yeah, that's right, attending a conference at a place called the Lido, I believe.
Well, if Sir Gregory's over in Paris, who was that with a brown bowler hat and a moustache who came up in the lift with me this morning?
Now,
well, what have you got to say for yourself?
Bonjour, Sir Gregory. I'm sorry, I mean, good morning, Sir Gregory. I thought that you were in Paris.
Well, I'm not. It was called off.
So now you can tell me in person exactly what you were up to on the telephone a few minutes ago.
Well, it wasn't you, you see. It was old Buffet.
The man's babbling. Perhaps you can explain, Lamb.
Me? Actually, no, I can't, actually.
So they're both mad. Miss Murphy?
Sir Gregory, it all started when a thingy jumped out and bit me. So we thought we'd like to do it to Mr. Lennox Farm, but he knew it, so we couldn't. And then when he...
He's playing practical jokes in office hours, eh? Well, I'll soon put a stop to that.
Oh.
You're going out on the job, you two.
Oh, splendid, Sir Gregory. We'll go off early today, so we'll be nice and fresh for it tomorrow.
You're going today, Lennox Brown?
No. Oh.
Not tomorrow.
Where to, Sir Gregory?
Mud Beach on Sea.
Oh, Mud Beach on Sea. Really, I spent 2 weeks there once. Rained all the time. Very pleasant, though. Nice warm rain, as I remember.
Well, let's hope it keeps fine for you this time, Lamb. The minister thinks we should provide some out-of-the-ordinary entertainment for MIP guests from overseas.
MIP, Sir Gregory?
Yes, moderately important people. The VIPs go to the palace. We think the MIPs might be given a weekend aboard a motor yacht somewhere in the Thames estuary. There's one we want you to look over.
At Mud Beach?
Yes, it's a yacht called the Misfit. Here's the advertisement in the Yachting News saying it's up for sale, so get down there and let me have a report. We've written to tell the company which runs it that you'll be down there today.
Yes, of course. Very good, Sir Gregory. Come along, number two.
Coming, number one. I'd just like to give this to Sir Gregory first.
Yeah, what is it?
It's a rose, Sir Gregory. It's for your buttonhole.
Oh, how very kind. Thank you, lad.
Oh, pleasure, Sir Gregory. Goodbye.
I sometimes wonder if I misunderstand those two, Miss Murphy.
Aye, but let me put your rose in water, Sir Gregory.
No. I'll put it in my buttonhole. Ooh. Very lightly scented, isn't it?
Yes.
I can hardly smell it at all.
Yes.
Ah! You bit me. The confounded thing bit me.
All right, order. I call the meeting to order. I will now present the annual report of the Misfit Pleasure Cruises Limited. There is nothing to report. I now call on the Treasurer, Mr. Charlie Brent, for his report.
I thank you, Mr. Chairman. I apologize to the meeting. I said I apologize to the meeting for not circulating a copy of the accounts. Howsomever, this was because there were no accounts worth circulating. I thank you. very much. Lovely.
Right. I now call on the chief engineer responsible for keeping the motor vessel Misfit shipshape and in full working order.
Yes. Do you mean me, Humbert?
Of course I mean you, you old A-bag. You're the one what looks after the engines, aren't you?
What engines? We haven't had none since you sold them to pay for the mooring fees. How do you expect me to run a motor yacht without engines?
We've managed to keep the pleasure trips around the island going, haven't we?
Yes, but I'm getting tired of sitting in a rowing boat, pulling a blooming big thing like this around the island. I'm old.
Oh, I don't know. You're always moaning, Lol. It's only 3 miles. Besides, it helps you to work up an appetite.
What for? There's never anything to eat.
And that brings me to our catering manager, Mr. Cecil Thrush. You have the floor, Mr. Thrush.
No, thank you. I'll stand. Mr. Chairman, I'm pleased to report an excess of income over expenditure of £2.30. This is due entirely to the new catering system I introduced during the summer season.
Oh, you mean making the passengers bring their own grub?
Yes, that's right. And we charge them for the use of the glasses.
Mr. Chairman, could I query one item in the catering account?
Yes.
To purchase of one pair of rubber gloves. I said one pair of rubber gloves, 50 pence.
Well, I simply had to have them. The washing up was ruining my hands.
Well, you take over the rowing boat then, and I'll do the washing up.
All right, we'll have no bickering.
Not bickering. Shut up. Shut up.
Now, let's hear from our purser, Mr. Lucas Sharp.
Well, all I've got to report is, like always, nout. I thought we open up the stores and have a sup of something.
That's a good idea.
Hang on. There's another member of our committee we haven't heard from yet. Our secretary. Over to you, Mr. Secretary.
Mr. Your Honourable Captain and Chairmanship, allow me please to be presenting my report with apologising for the shortfallness thereof. With regretfulness, I am compiling no more than 40 pages.
40 pages? How can you write 40 pages about nothing?
You are forgetting. I am at one time being delegate to the Frankistan delegation by the United Nations.
Mr. Chairman, I think we ought to have a motion.
You mean you want a 5-minute break?
No. No, Mr. Chairman, a motion calling for the Secretary's report to be taken as read. I said taken as read.
But this is of the utmost irregularity.
I know, that's why I call for a motion. Mr. Chairman.
Motion carried. I now declare this meeting.
Just a minute, Mr. Chairman. Isn't there any correspondence? I said, isn't there any correspondence?
Oh, my goodness, yes, and goodness one more time. There are being by me 55 letters.
All saying how much they enjoy the trip.
No, all being wanting their money back. Then there is this one letter which is coming to daytime and which I'm not yet opening. Here we are going. Dear sir, etc., 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 and one more, etc. Wait. With object of purchasing from you your motorboat. Nothing of importance.
And but someone wants to buy it.
Let's have a look. Yarmie, it's the government. They're sending two blocks down from Whitehall to see whether the Misfit's worth buying.
Where are they coming?
Today. Action stations. Then board a boat.
Well, there she is, number two, M.V. Misfit. Number two, did you hear me?
Oh, I'm sorry, number one. I was looking at that girl riding a bicycle along the mall.
Beautiful, clean lines she's got, hasn't she?
Oh, superb.
Yes, a lovely sight.
Lovely.
She looks very fast.
Yeah, she rides very well, too, doesn't she?
Yes, just a gentle lift of her stern now and then. Superstructure might be a touch too heavy for some people, of course.
I don't know.
Could be difficult to handle.
But that's always the challenge, isn't it, eh?
Wonder why she's so broad in the beam.
All that cycling, I suppose.
Cycling? Number two, I am talking about the Misfit.
Oh, the Misfit. Oh, I see. Is that her?
Yes. I wonder why they gave her a name like that.
Well, hello. Are you coming aboard?
Well, now we know.
Come on, number two. He might be the captain, number two. Yes, we're coming. Good afternoon. We are Lennox Brown and Lamb from Whitehall. Tell me, are you the captain?
What? Dressed like this? In an apron and a white hat?
Well, you never know, do you? You might be in mufti, taking a shufti.
Oh, I say, aren't you droll?
Oh, very droll.
Very droll indeed.
Now, why don't you try guessing what I am?
Is there a prize?
No, come on, have a try.
Bar steward?
No.
Cabin boy?
Oh, please, you're not very good at guessing, are you? I'm the ship's cook.
Really?
Oh, yes, you should see my dumplings. I'm famous for them. When I was in the Navy, everyone knew about me. Do you know, we used to have admirals coming aboard after my dumplings.
Yeah, but how are you on fairy cake?
Absolutely smashing. Are you staying aboard? Because if you are, I'll produce something special for you.
Well, actually, we're here to inspect the misfits.
Oh, super! Then we'll see some more of each other.
And could you please then take us to the captain?
Well, I would if I could, but I can't. I've got dinner in the oven, you see, and I must fly. One second too long and my latest creation will lose the delicate flavor that is the hallmark of my culinary genius.
I say you are a perfectionist. What are you preparing for tonight?
Sausage and mash. Oh, well, back to the galley. Toodaloo.
Toodaloo, toodaloo. Oh, what a friendly chap, number two. I must say, though, I'm disappointed that we'll only get sausage and mash if they ask us to stay for dinner. Still, I dare say he'll prepare a dessert.
Probably tutti frutti.
Now, this must be the captain here.
Gentlemen, welcome aboard the Misfit. Particularly you, Home Secretary.
Home Secretary? No, I'm not the Home Secretary. I'm Lennox Brown.
Excuse me. I thought anyone as distinguished looking as you couldn't be anything else.
Well, of course, it's a mistake anyone could make, isn't it?
Sorry. I'm sorry I wasn't here to welcome you when you came aboard. I was busy supervising the laying of the red carpet, you see. When really important visitors like you come to see us, we like to make a bit of a splash.
Yes. Oh, I see.
This is my colleague, Richard Lamb.
How do you do? Well, how about slicing the main brace in my cabin, eh?
What a jolly good idea. Just a quick one, of course, before we start our tour of inspection. And then, listen to this. And then she said, I'm trying to give them up.
Yes, that's a good one, that is. What about putting another slice in the main brace?
No, I really think we ought to start our inspection, Captain Snetherthwaite. Don't you, number two?
Oh, definitely, yes.
There's plenty of time for that. Say when.
No, really, we must go. I think it would be a good idea if we started at the bottom in the engine room.
Oh, there's nothing there. I mean, there's nothing unusual about the engine room. Just, engines.
Yes, what sort of engines? I mean, do they run on steam, electricity, or methylated spirits? Oh, things like that have to go in our report, you know.
Hang on, I've got an idea. Don't go away. Hey, look.
What's up?
Listen, them geezers is getting curious about the engines.
What engines?
The engines we haven't got. Now, listen, get in there and blind them with signs.
But I'm a purser. I don't know nothing about engines.
Well, neither do they. Get inside and make something up. Gentlemen, I'd like you to meet Mr. Luke Sharp, who is probably the world's leading authority on marine engines.
How do you do, Mr.
Sharp? He can tell you all about our engines. Save you the trouble of going down there, see?
Yes, Captain, but that's all very well, but
and
I really...
And you could have another little drink while you're listening, can't you?
Well, what do you think, number two? He says yes.
That's the spirit. Right out, Mr. Sharp.
Well, you see, this vessel is given its spectacular performance by two power-elastic reciprocating external combustulators acting in tandem.
Pardon?
Please, number two, would you mind?
No.
It's all quite clear so far.
After all, everyone knows what a tandem is.
Well, the fuel is fed into the filigraters by automuscular thrombobbles.
Just make a note of that, number two. Thrombobbles.
Thrombobbles?
Synchro-diluted tertiary drums prevent decalcitration of the turbinodule.
Oh, yes, of course. That's very important. Yes.
Is that enough?
Well, actually, I'd like a little more in...
My pleasure. Say when.
Well, I meant a little more information, but thank you very much indeed. Excellent rum, this, by the way.
Yes. It's a special blend, you know, a prune rum, this is.
Prune rum?
Yes, that's right, prune rum. Gets things moving, little party.
Because if you run short of fuel, you can always feed it to the thrum bobbles, can't you? Captain, I think it's time we saw the staterooms.
Staterooms, yes. Well, Mr. Sharp, would you ask the chief steward to step this way, please?
I'll do that. And then I'll nip down and check the Bruegel tubes.
Be pardoning me, please, Mr. Captain. I am coming with alacrity, if not sooner.
This is Ram, our chief steward.
However, actually, it is being Rampasad Hari by Spoonilal V. Mukherjee at your servicing.
Well, Mr. Rampasad, we would like to see the staterooms.
Oh, my golly goodness, not today, if you please. No, all these stating rooms are in one terrible stating.
Pardon?
It is being the case that they are changing all the sheets, you see. We are putting the black silk sheets in the blue room, and the blue silk sheets in the yellow room, and the yellow silk sheets in the wash.
Oh, well. Silk sheets?
Throughout the ship. Never use anything else.
You got that down, number two?
Just about. Could I have another one, dear?
Of course, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Oh, just five fingers, thank you. And then you can give us a flat-out sea trial.
A sea trial?
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, absolutely essential. We couldn't possibly recommend the purchase of this boat by the government without seeing what she can do.
Ram, tell the chief engineer to stand by. We'll need a full head of steam.
No. Oh, dear. I've been twice round the island this week already.
Well, you've got to row us round again. Oh. Listen, these white all blokes are ready to buy us out. So get over the side and start rowing.
But I'm wore out with rowing.
Yeah. Listen, they're coming up the bridge. Now stop arguing and get down that ladder.
Oh, you know, sometimes, Umbert, I think you don't love me anymore.
Of course I... Of course I do, you stupid old A-bag. Blimey, I don't know. Gentlemen, welcome to the bridge.
Thank you very much. Very pleased to be here.
Well, just lean against that. Now, we'll show you what she can do. If you take these two seats.
Yes, of course, but these are facing the wrong way.
You see, it's better with your back to the engines. Stand by, engine room.
Aye.
Slow ahead. Right, gents, hold on to your bowlers. Out. In. Out. In. Come on, faster. We're not moving.
I'm doing me best. Why don't you try rowing instead of me, then?
What, in my best apron? In. Out. In. Out. What do you think about that, eh? Feel the spray in your faces?
I felt that ever since I came aboard.
Yes, handles like a feather, the old misfit does. Do you know how to steer?
Well, of course I know how to steer. I've read all the hornblower books.
Oh, well, just take her nice and steady round the island.
Oh, this is a life, yes. Oh, look lively aloft there. Keep a sharp lookout on the port quarter, Mr. Lamb.
Aye, aye, sir.
There are 15 men on a dead man's chest.
Captain?
Yes, Mr. Lamb.
Rowing boat. Dead ahead.
What?
Oh, yes. So there is, yes. Hardball!
No, 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 no. The other way. You are heading for the island. Oh, glory. Abandon ship. Abandon ship.
Everybody down. It wasn't our fault at all. It was Lord Hornblower's. He didn't say it was the other way round from driving a car. I mean, when you go left hand down on a ship, you sort of turn right, you see.
I'm fully aware of the principle of the marine steering system. Thank you, Lettuce Brown. What we are concerned with now is getting out of this mess.
Well, could I suggest something?
No.
Oh.
You can get off at once on another job and leave this misfit business to me.
What other job is this, Gregory?
There's another ship. The Navy's latest weather ship. She's going off on a very important mission, and these secret orders for the captain have to be delivered personally by you. So we get down to Portsmouth at once.
Oh, certainly, Sir Gregory.
Yes, actually, we are aware that you must have had rather a nasty shock down at Mud Beach, so you can stay aboard the weather ship tonight. Unwind a little bit.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you, Sir Gregory.
You don't mind being left on your own here for a few hours, Miss Murphy? No?
Oh, I'd love it. I mean, not at all, Sir Gregory.
Splendid. Goodbye, then, Lettuce Brown and Lamb. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Sir Gregory. Sir Thank you very much.
How very kind.
Sir Gregory. Oh, that was nice of you giving them a lovely job like that.
Yes, wasn't it? I'm sure they'll find plenty of warm clothing aboard.
Warm clothing?
Yes, those secret orders for the captain. Tell him to slip out quietly at midnight tonight on a long-term expedition to the Arctic.
Not knowing their port from their starboard as their men from the ministry tonight were John Simpson and Roger Service. In the same boat were Maureen Adair, Tommy Reed, Tom Meehan, Frank Graham and Brian Squires. The script is written by Tom Meehan. Technical production was by Ian Kinnear and Oliver Hartz. Our director was Don Ridgway. Join the whole mad bunch at the same time next week for another romp down the corridors of power with the men from the ministry.